These celebrations are held to mark the birth anniversary of a man who is believed to be still alive after many centuries. Imam Mehdi is the 12th and the last Shia Imam, was viewed by Shia Muslims to be the ultimate redeemer of the world, now living in occultation. Every year on the eve of his birth anniversary, which falls on the 15th day of the lunar month of Sha'ban, Shia Muslims across the world illuminate the cities and take part in ceremonies like this.
Tonight is one of the happiest nights for Shia Muslims. It is the birthday of the Redeemer of the world, Imam Mahdi.
Prophet Muhammad said Imam Mahdi will rise and rid the world of any cruelty and injustice. We respect him and are waiting impatiently for his reemergence.
Imam Mahdi was born in 869 AD. According to historical scriptures, when he was born, his father, Imam Hassan al-Askari, who is the 11th Shia Imam, hid him from the ruler of the time, who sought to dispose of him because he was prophesied to fight against the tyrannical ruler of the time.
The concept of expecting a savior is not limited to Shia Islam. It does exist in other religions as well, such as Messiah in Judaism and Christ in Christianity. According to Shia beliefs, Imam Mahdi will reappear once the world is gripped by tyranny, when he will emancipate it from the clutches of evil.
Given the persisting conflicts and violence in the world, these people believe the prophesied signs of Imam Mahdi's arrival are starting to unfold.
Look at what's happening in the world. We see oppression everywhere. Saudi rulers are killing Yemeni people. Syrians are grappling with terrorism. There's war in Afghanistan and many other parts. It's time to pray to God that Imam Mahdi arrive to wipe out all the sufferings.
Imam Mahdi's absence from sites has created a special culture in the Shia Muslim community called intivar, or waiting. They consider the occasion of Imam Mahdi's birth anniversary an opportunity to pray for his early arrival. Yusuf Jalali, Press TV, Tehran.